pretty technical climbing or not?
Well, when you say technical, yes. I mean, you have to have crampons. We're roped up. We have ice axes. It's not like you're climbing a vertical ice wall, but...
It's all ice and not bare rock or...
Well, it's a combination. Sometimes we hit on some rock with our crampons. Sometimes, I mean, it really depends on the conditions. Like this, there was tons and tons of snow up there and a lot of fresh snow. So we're mostly kicking steps in snow and climbing up our steps. So we weren't climbing on bare ice most of the time at all.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like pretty good conditions for what you might encounter up there.
Yeah. So the days we had were perfect. So it was bluebird skies. There was no clouds. There was no wind, which is a major plus. And, you know, it was pretty cold up there, but not, you know, during the day when we climbed the mountains, it was not particularly cold. And in terms of the technical conditions, the avalanche danger was pretty low, even though there was a lot of fresh snow. It was pretty well bonded. And so on the climb up Mount T, we didn't see any instability in the snowpack. And so we felt very comfortable climbing it. And then when we were able, when we got to the top, I mean, the views were beyond anything I've ever seen before. And I've climbed in Alaska before. We climbed Mount Logan. That was probably about 15 years ago or more. And then we were up about 8 years ago, I think we were up at the Cathedral Glacier and climbed Mount Kennedy. And I thought those were spectacular. But I have to say the Sakine ice cap is even more spectacular. I don't like to say something's better or more beautiful, you know, because it's all unbelievably gorgeous. But this was just more, in my mind anyway, more spectacular. I mean, the peaks are just, first of all, the ice cap in the glaciers is so wide, it's just massive. And so you just feel like you're in this huge open area, and all around you are these incredibly beautiful peaks and unusual shaped peaks. So some of them look like Patagonian peaks. They have like little vertical, you know, spikes and edges, and there's little hoodoo type features on them. And it's just gorgeous, and all different kind of shaped mountains that might remind you sometimes of something in Patagonia or something in the Alps, you know, just so varied. It was super special.